We got to hit it, hit it, hit it, hit it. Boom! All right. Okay. Okay. Ooh. I am lit right now. I am lit.
WWE was in KC in the house yesterday, April 29th. Frick, I missed it.
10, 9, 8, 7.
Welcome to the Brandon Fogel Show. Every moment is an electrifying event. This is not just a podcast, it's a revolution of thought, unfiltered, real, and raw. The Brandon Fogel Show, where excellence meets evolution.
2, 1. This is the Brandon Fogel Show.
I cannot believe I missed it. I cannot believe I missed that. I didn't know about it until yesterday. I think I heard something about it. I saw some people on social media, friends, post that they are there, and I cannot believe I missed it. What was I thinking? Oh my gosh. There are so many things right today I want to talk about, so many things I want to get into. I am amped. I am amped today. I'm amped. I got things I want to talk about. Brought up WWE was in KC yesterday. So did you catch it? Did you catch that? Did you check it out? Man, I saw clips of it today, this morning, and just things posted. Patrick Mahomes, he made a showing. Man, WWE, I grew up with WWF, you know, WWE, and then turned to WWE. I love wrestling, and I still love it. Just looking at what's happening now with it, it's just, it seems like it's getting bigger and bigger again, you know? You know, if you're a wrestling fanatic, you might argue with me and just say, that's how it's always been. But, man, I've just faded in and out of wrestling. I grew up completely on, like, just locked into it. You know, I was in the storylines. I knew what was happening. I thought it was real for a while. There were times I thought it was real. You know, is it real? I don't know. What are your opinions? Wrestling is not fake. It is fixed. Because the stuff that they put their bodies on the line for, the things that they just, I mean, if you've seen movies about wrestling and what happens and all that goes into it, they get completely destroyed and just dismembered. I don't know about dismembered, but you know, but that's maybe a little too far. But in the things that their body gets just brutally beaten with is just insane, man. Broken bones, bruises. So things I wanted to talk about today, obviously Raw that happened in KC yesterday. And I got some other things I want to talk about. As you can see, if you're actually watching the video and you're seeing what's happening in here, you might notice that some things are not in the background that used to be. And you're like, what the heck is happening, man? Is his place falling apart? Is the podcast dilapidating? Before our very eyes? And I don't know. You got to destroy yourself so that you can rise. You got to break yourself down so that you can rise. And okay, I'm going to put it on the screen. If you're watching this, I got my frame that was in the background. It's been in the background for a while. And I got it off of Etsy. I got a lot of my stuff off of Etsy. If you have not checked out Etsy lately, Etsy is becoming, it's like, it is a niche, man. You get your bulk of stuff from Amazon, but Etsy, man, you can find some awesome stuff, especially stuff that is very, very specific for what you're wanting. Like pretty much all the things I got in my background for the most part, Tony Montana, the Joker, with Heath Ledger. I mean, one of my favorite characters ever. I think he did. I mean, it's hard between him and Joaquin Phoenix, but Heath Ledger did an amazing job as the Joker. And then I got right here, what I'm holding in my hands. If you're watching video, if you're just listening, I got the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It's like old school, like Nintendo-ish style, where it shows them like, and they're holding it looks like the controllers from the original Nintendos. And it's got Leonardo, Michelangelo, Donatello, and Raphael, and they were dominant. But what I'm even bringing this up for is, if you can see in the background, it has fell, you know, it fell to the ground, and if you saw yesterday's video, something fell right before your eyes. I don't know if you caught that. I bet a lot of people didn't catch that, but I'm going to point it out, because I don't give it. I don't give it. I don't give it. I don't want to say it. if you saw Raw yesterday, I saw clips and actually had it pulled up a second ago. Technical difficulties. Man, I start going, I don't even know where I'm at. I don't know what the heck is going on. Okay. All right, as you can see, if you're listening, I have pulled up something on my screen, you know? You know, look at me and all that tech savviness, you know? I got my X page. I don't know if you can see my cursor or not. I think you can. Okay. I've started doing with this thing called Keywords Everywhere. Have you all seen Keywords Everywhere? It's pretty cool. You can see anything that's being searched. It gives you metrics, analytics of anything like being pulled up on YouTube. If you type in anything, basically anything on your screen, it'll give you how many average impressions, likes, replies, how much that click cost for somebody to go in and find someone anybody can go in and find. It's Keywords Everywhere. Now it can give you a lot of good stuff. There is a cost to it. I mean, it is free and there's free elements of it. But if you want to get a lot more from it, you can actually pay for it and get that. But I heard that on a podcast. And I found that in Keywords Everywhere. It is cool. It is dynamite. And I'm rubbing my face. Oh, okay. Try this again. What else we got? Yeah. Yeah. Get it up. All right. Get going, man. Go into your day on fire. Go into your day on fire. I hate just walking in and just going into my day and where I work at, you know, and just feeling like, and just dragging or whatever, and just feeling like not completely lit up. I want every moment to be next level. I want every moment to be adrenaline boost. Boost yourself, baby. Get that boost and adrenaline in your mind so that when you go into your day, you are ready to just lock it. You are ready to just dominate whatever it is you are doing. You get after it. I am touching my face way too much this morning. I do not know what the deal is. Okay. So, all right. Brought up to you this morning, Raw last night in KC. Patrick Mahomes made a showing. And man, did you see what he did? Patrick Mahomes gave his three rings to Logan Paul to go out there and then just knock someone out, man. He gave his three Super Bowl rings up to go do that. You know, I don't know if it's real. I don't know. I'm still on the fence whether wrestling is real or not. I don't know. What are your opinions? You think it's real? I don't know. So he did that. And then, man, wrestling is just going through the roof. I want to watch it. I would love to watch that just nonstop. I love wrestling. Wrestling's awesome. And especially now, Pat McAfee, he's one of the announcers on there. Logan Paul's on there. It is gangbusters, man. It is fire. It is fire. You got to check out wrestling, and I wish I could watch it nonstop. If you grew up in the 90s, that was when wrestling was in its heyday. Man, wrestling was awesome back then, and I think it's gone through ebbs and flows. I've kind of fell away and got back into it. I have not been 100% engaged my whole life, but there has been times when I have been 100% engaged, and I remember I'm going to bring this up because I can bring up whatever the heck I want. I got to say this. There was a time where I was hurt and I was really just pissed off about wrestling. And it was because it was not real. But at the time I thought it was real. I remember Jeff Bagwell. And it was when he was like hurt and he had a brace around his neck. He was in a wheelchair and everything like that. And I remember somebody just knocked him out when he was in his wheelchair and he had that brace around his neck. And he's like, I was ticked, man. I could not believe that he actually did that. And I felt so bad for him. And I was mad. Looking back, I think it was fake. I think it was set up. I think he had a little hand in it. I don't know though. I don't know 100%. Wrestling is the soap opera for adults, for manly men. It is something we can go and it's like, you can see the storylines happening that like, and just like there's people on one side of the fence and there's people on the other. Speaking of one side of the fence and the other, that's a good segue. That's how we're going to transition to the next topic. You know, actually, I'm not ready to go there yet. You know, one of the topics we are going to talk about today is Trump trial. And we are also going to talk about anti-Semitism on the rise in the United States, especially on college campuses and the protests that are happening. But we ain't ready for that yet. You know, when you kind of step into like the politics arena, you got to kind of tippy toe, because everybody is so freaking sensitive about anything. It's just like, you say anything about politics, people's like hairs on the back of their neck just stand up, you know, what's he going to say? What's he going to say? You know, I'm going to give you my opinion. I'm going to tell you what I think. You know, I'm not going to say I'm one side or the other. And I don't, to be honest, I wish the sides and stuff was completely brought down. I am pro United States of America and everyone as one. You know, I hate the freaking division that just is just happening in our country. It's so disgusting, man. It's disgusting that the division that just happens between, oh, I'm blue, you're red. I'm red, you're blue. You know, and it's like everything on my side, I'm a lockstep and I love everything on the other side. I hate and I'm against. I'm going to just completely demoralize and defeat and just trip up everything that somebody else says because they are on another side, man. It's like, and this is what goes down with our founders of the United States. They were about like, there should not be party lines, Republican and Democrat, like throw that out the window, man. I guess you could say we wish everybody was independent. And then you just, you flock to ideas and what ideas people have and certain ideas, not that they are a part of a party line, man. If I became president, I would say, get rid of, oh shoot, hit my mic. If I became president, I would say, get rid of party lines. Get rid of it, man. Just completely throw it out the window. We do not need to be one side or the other. You know, let's talk about ideas and what can make our nation great. You know, what can make our nation in unity. You know, just all that kind of jazz. But we ain't going there yet. That sad stuff. Okay, before we leave the line of Kansas City and what's happening in our arena, if you're from KC, if you're listening to this and you're from KC, this is our hood, baby. This is our hood. KC in the house. Okay, so Chiefs, they have signed Travis Kelce to an extension. We got the man who brought it. You know, Travis Kelce is amazing. Best tight end, hands down. I don't care. Best tight end ever, Travis Kelce. I'm going to say that. I feel so awkward saying that, man. Saying Travis Kelce is the best. It feels awkward because there are so many good ones, you know? But Travis Kelce, I think, and I might be a little biased because I'm a Chiefs fan. I might be a little biased. You know, don't give me a ballot in the what is it called? What is people, Hall of Fame voting? I don't know. I don't think it's gonna be a problem, Travis Kelce getting in the Hall of Fame. But don't give me a ballot because I might be a little biased. But we got him, and the whole Taylor Swift storyline. And I don't even know if it's right to call it a storyline. Their relationship. I don't know where that's at. I guess it's because NFL has kind of faded in the backdrop a little bit. And if that is gonna be still happening, if they are still together and all that, I don't know. I would call myself a Swiftie. I don't care. I do not care. I am a Swiftie, and I'm proud to be a Swiftie. I love Taylor Swift. I love her music, and she's awesome. So I don't care. You label me a Swiftie, whatever. I'm also a believer. I love Justin Bieber. Man, am I sharing too much? Am I sharing too much? You know, there's things that you just kind of just keep to yourself. You're like, I mean, in my regular life, why am I going to bring that up? Why would I post it on the internet? You know, but I don't care. I don't care anymore. You know, does it look like I care? You think you can scare me with the day I've had? That's always going through my mind, you know? Bill Murray, Scrooged. I love that movie. If you can see my screen, I got my ex profile on there. My ex / former Twitter. I'm going to start just transitioning to calling it X. It is X. Elon, that is what happens when you're talking. People that can actually talk, they'll do that all the time. They'll start saying a word, and then they'll combine it together with the next couple words in their sentence. I said Elon Meast. His name is Elon Musk, but I was gonna say Elon Musk is a beast. That's what I was getting at. But that is what happens in your wording. It's just like you talk about something, and it's just like words that are to follow combined with the words that you're saying. You know, I'm just pointing out the obvious, you know, pointing out things that people don't say those things, but we know they happen. We know they happen. But Elon Musk, he is a beast. I love him. He just You know, everything he's done is just, it's just incredible. You know, there's things that he is a polarizing figure. He's a polarizing figure, but I am pro Elon Musk. And I think he's doing an awesome thing, what he's done for this country and just saving free speech. And that is not far-fetched. He has saved Can I free speech it? Elon Musk has saved free speech for the United States of America. When he bought X and did all he did for that, he completely just saved it. All right. I've always been posting stuff on X from him for the longest time. If you're even seeing my page, you can see I was back in September of 2011. I was doing it when it was Twitter, and it's went through its ebbs and flows, but I am going to start, like, I want to build my brand and everything and what I'm doing on X. And I want to figure out how to do that. I'm going to do it on other things like YouTube and Facebook and all that kind of stuff. But I really want to do it on X. I want to figure out the best way to do that and to just boom my audience and grow exponentially. And I want to do it through X because I really believe in X, that it's going to be kind of next level, next generation, where we are headed. It is because a big reason for it is, I was just saying, if you are a follower on my Twitter, on my X, you know, and I don't really know who too many people are, but X has also been a lot more arm's length people you don't really know. And it's just all that kind of stuff. But if you are, you would have seen what I tweeted yesterday. I chose to go, I am going the direction of X, and it's because it's a kind of a fear thing that, like, I would see Meta and Facebook and even other outlets as a way to shut you down based on your speech and things that you say and just things that you do not align with them. Elon Musk, by buying X, has definitely broken the reins on a lot of things happening in that front. When he took over and he freed speech where people can actually post and bring in people that were just, what is that? Bringing people that were canceled and out the window, bringing them back to the fold and being able that they can start talking again. That is, people need to be able to talk freely. I guess you can quiet their megaphone, but I mean, you at least give people the platform, the ability to talk. If you're a pro United States, you are pro free speech. Let people talk, you know? You don't have to agree with everything, but you let them talk. So what I'm saying about that is I want to post and build my brand primarily on X is because long-term future, I would have more comfortability of not being canceled and thrown out the window because I believe more in Elon Musk and X and the direction that platform is headed. And I think the other ones get a lot more just like-minded and just like you have to believe a certain way, you have to, all that kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong. Social media platforms, every one of them, I got to shut my mouth. I do not want to say anything about, and I've been like kind of taught a lesson a lot of ways. Shut your mouth about talking about any and condemning and saying anything bad about a social media platform. Just to be on, that is their house. When you are on a social media platform like YouTube or Facebook, Meta, whatever, and anything out there, don't diss on it because that is their house and you play by their rules, you know? And it's nice to be you that there's a lot, there's not just one house. There's a plethora of houses that you can go to, but I'm not going to diss on any of them if I'm posted on there because I am in their house and I am playing by their rules. And I am thankful that they even give me the opportunity to post on their platform. So Meta and all YouTube and everything like that. And if I ever was to say anything bad about one of them, I just want to slap myself right now. Don't even get in that mindset ever. You are on their platform. You're playing by their rules and just be thankful that they are allowing you to do that. So that's what I'll say about that. But I got to kind of get it going. Hey, all right. So I wanted to bring up, we got Travis Kelce. That's another big thing we got that happened for the Kansas City Chiefs, baby. And, you know, okay, I brought it up, the Trump trial, everything that's happening with the Trump trial. Whatever you think about Trump or Biden or any of the party lines, everything like that, I think it is messed up what is happening with Trump in the trials. Just that aspect of it. That is messed up that they're even putting him through that and that they're making him go through that, because it is just kind of, it's causing us to doubt what is happening in our justice system, and that it can be that, like, so that if they can come after someone of that power and just, I'm gonna have to get a lot more comfortable speaking about politics and everything like that, because it's like, you don't want to step on toes, and you don't want to say, call someone like, I don't want to be a person that I am one side or the other. And there's stuff I agree with Biden, and there's stuff I agree with Trump. There's stuff I agree with both lines. And I am not one minded, single minded person that this is what I lock into. And this, everything that person does, I love. I agree with ideas, and who I look at the whole gamut, you know, of everything. So I don't know about you. Let's come to it with that aspect of it. And just not just if someone's on that side of the fence, I hate them, you know, or like, I don't want to be on a fence, and I don't want to be on one side of the fence, and I don't want to be on the fence. I'm going to tell you what I think and about certain people, and I don't want to be scared to tell it. You know, I ain't scared to tell it, but it's like, you know, you just don't want to hurt people's, you don't want to like cause people to hate you, you know, and just get like put you and just label you and all that kind of junk. But just what is happening with Trump on trial and going through all this stuff, it is like, it is just discrediting our justice system, and that it is like beneath us as the United States that is actually happening. Just let him be a presidential candidate. Let people vote what they actually think and what they want, and just let it fall where it may, you know, like let things just happen out, play out what the American people want. Let's just play fair, you know, everyone just play fair and, you know, and go the 110%, whatever you're doing on both sides, but play fair, you know, just play fair, everyone, you know, and let the American people just decide what they want. And then lastly, I want to just switch gears. I want to close on this. Anti-Semitism is just growing. If you are watching the news at all, and I know you can't really take the news, you take the news for what it is, you know, it's a biased agenda media outlet that is happening, that they're just promoting one side of everything like that. But if you actually just see unfiltered news of what is happening, you can see that on college campuses, people are just rising up against Israel in a lot of ways. And it's kind of scary if you actually see it at the young minds and what they're being taught and everything that's happening. And it might turn out bad, you know, and the way that things are headed, I think we need to kind of stop that, you know, whatever way about going about it is stopping that. But that is getting kind of, we're seeing something boiling happening at the ground level, and it is building up, and things that the protests happening against Israel and just against Jewish people and all that kind of stuff. And if we've learned anything from history, we need to stop that immediately. We need to stop that immediately. So I'm going to end on a happy note. That was a happy note, wasn't it? No, not really. Let me leave you with this. Raw was in KC yesterday, and I wish I would have been there. You know, seen Pat McAfee, see Patrick Mahomes, he made his showing, and then Logan Paul and just all the rest, man. I wish I was there. I wish I saw it. I wish I was up front and center. So I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you get it. Get after it, whatever you're doing. Just kill it. Go after it and kill it, whatever you're doing. 110%. All right. Have a good day. Peace. All right. Have a good one. I'll see you in the next video.